So this is the fourth week of Lent. Question is, are you hungry? I'm sure you've all given things up. You can always tell the ones who've given up coffee because they spend the first week twitching and the rest of the Lent asleep. But are you feeling the hunger? Are you feeling that desperate need to get to Easter just so you can eat that thing you love again? It's a central part of what we're celebrating here. And it's not just an unfortunate consequence of Lent. It's actually part of the mystery. Hunger. Book of Proverbs begins by talking about wisdom. Gives this image of two women standing in the streets. First woman, being wisdom, has built her house. She has sent out her servant girls and she calls from the highest places in the town, "You that are simple, turn in here." To those without sense, she says, "Come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight." Now this is wisdom. This is almost like the personification of God. Now you notice the call. Wisdom doesn't attract us with an intellectual argument. Doesn't attract us with some, resorting to our reason, our intellect, some of our higher capacities, but goes right to the core of who we are and attracts our hunger. It says, "Come, I give you bread, I give you wine. If you're hungry, lay aside immaturity and come and eat." Now you notice there's another woman in this town. The foolish woman is loud. She is ignorant and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by who are going straight on their way, "You who are simple, turn in here." To those without sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." But they do not know that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. It's one of the most powerful images, I think, in the scriptures. And it speaks, I think, very much to the heart of our lives and the reality we live in. Because God speaks to our hunger, but at the same time, the world, the flesh, the evil spirit is also speaking to our hunger. And really, this is the mystery of sin. Sin really is a symptom of something deeper, which is this hunger. At the very core of our being, we're desperately hungry for something. We don't know what it is, and so we don't know what is going to satisfy it. And yet here in our life, there are these two voices calling, both speaking to the same hunger, but offering something very different. The voice of temptation is, take what is in front of you and eat it in secret. Take the beautiful things of this world, take the glorious things that God has created for you and steal them. Take them away from God. Don't acknowledge who they belong to. Don't give any glory or thanksgiving in response to that. But take it, eat it in secret, eat it in the darkness. And this is what we do. Because the reality is, sin is not that different from virtue. The actual matter, the actual content of our sin is not that different. We're still using the beautiful things God has given, but we're using them the wrong way. Rather than looking at a person and seeing the presence of God and worshipping God and being drawn into an encounter with Him, instead we take the same thing, the human being, and we take them. We use them. We consume them for ourselves. Bread eaten in secret is sweet. This is the temptation. All the good things that God has given, we take and we hide in the dark. And that is where the sin is. that we do not praise him, we do not glorify him, and we hide in the same way that Adam and Eve hid in the garden. All of our sin is hidden away in the darkness. But you notice that God speaks to the same hunger. I think tragically this is where the church goes so wrong, because we try and present this mystery of salvation as some rational argument. We present all the truths, we write all the proofs of why this is real and hope that this is going to convince you. And then we wonder why everyone's still going out partying and living the sinful life. Because at the core of it, what Christ is trying to do is speak to your hunger. He's not trying to speak to your mind. He's not trying to give you some beautiful intellectual argument. He's trying to say to you very clearly, the hunger is a hunger for love. It's this deep yearning to be in relationship. That is your fulfillment. That is where you're going to be satisfied. And so what does he give? He gives us the food. He gives us himself. As you're aware, Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem. What does Bethlehem mean? It means the house of bread. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He comes to us here in the form of Eucharist to feed us. And yet sadly, we come to Mass and we're not really aware of our hunger. Or if we are, we're aware of it in the wrong way. You're probably sitting there distracted during this homily, dreaming about what dinner you're going to eat after Mass. But it's a superficial hunger. The deeper hunger is what you need to be aware of. Are you aware of the deep yearning in your heart? Are you aware of the hunger that drives you crazy? I would suspect that sadly you're not that aware of it. Because the reality is that we shape our lives so that hunger is filled. You know, I have to have enough entertainment. I have to have enough, you know, trivial things in my life, enough novelty to be able to keep that hunger satisfied. It's often only during this time of Lent when we take away a few of the essentials and we start to become disturbed by the hunger. And it's amazing how few things you have to take away before you start to realize how empty you are. I mean, really, taking coffee out of your diet is not much at all. And it's more than just a physical yearning that rises up. It's something much deeper. That's what you need to be aware of. That's the hunger you need to really ponder, because that is who you are. That is how we have been created as human beings. We've been made hungry. And that is how God speaks to us. He speaks to that hunger. If you cannot be aware of your hunger, then you cannot hear him speak to you. The call of wisdom will never impact you unless you are aware of how deep you are yearning for that bread. As we hear in the gospel here, John is saying this famous line that we hear so often, that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that anyone who believes in him may not be lost but may have eternal life. This is not just some economic transaction of salvation. This is Christ wanting to encounter the very core of who you are. Because when we look at Christ upon the cross, we see infinite love. So often when we look at the cross, we feel numb, we feel cold, we don't know how to enter into the reality. So often I speak to people who say that they find it so hard to meditate upon the cross. Next time, try and be aware of your hunger. Spend time aware of the yearning for the love that is in your heart, and then gaze upon the cross. Then gaze upon the mystery of what Christ has done for you, and it will make sense. If you can be aware of how much you desperately seek love in your life, Think of your sin. Think of any sin you've just committed today or the last week. Chances are, at the core of it, what you're actually looking for was love. Be aware of that. Look upon the cross and see the food that is being offered to you. See the love that is being poured out for you. This is meant to impact the very depths of who we are. And really, this is salvation. That in a world that is saying to us, bread eaten in secret is sweet, stolen water is pleasant, hear what God is saying. To come and eat. Come and be filled with the love that is on offer. Allow your spirit to be awakened as you look upon this love. Because this is salvation. That this deepest yearning in our heart would be fulfilled. That we would find in Christ what we are truly looking for. And there we will rejoice. We'll spend the rest of our lives hungry, but it will be a hunger that will lead us deeper into the mystery of Christ. It'll be a hunger that will lead you deeper into prayer until you end up in complete union with the one who satisfies. So if you struggle in prayer, if you're struggling to enter into the mystery of the cross this Lent, if you're even questioning, what is the right path to go on? Do I follow Christ? Do I just follow all the delights of the world? Start at the basic. Meditate on who you are. Meditate on that yearning in your heart. Be aware of how deep it goes into you. And then turn to Christ and ask Him if His promise is faithful. Ask Him to reveal to you how it is that He feeds us. As we come here in this Eucharist to come and receive Him in bread and wine, ask Him to open your eyes to see how He is satisfying that deep yearning. Because this is salvation.